Section 98. Magnified be thy name, O thou in whose grasp are the reins of the souls of all them that have recognized thee, and in whose right hand are the destinies of all that are in heaven and all that are on earth. Thou doest through the power of thy might what thou willest, and ordainest by an act of thy volition what thou pleasest. The will of the most resolute of men is as nothing when compared with the compelling evidences of thy will, and the determination of the most inflexible among thy creatures is dissipated before the manifold revelations of thy purpose. Thou art he who through a word of thy mouth hath so enravished the hearts of thy chosen ones, that they have in their love for thee detached themselves from all except thyself, and laid down their lives and sacrificed their souls in thy path, and borne for thy sake what none of thy creatures hath borne. I am one of thy handmaidens, O my Lord. I have turned my face towards the habitation of thy mercy, and have sought the wonders of thy manifold favours. Inasmuch as all the members of my body proclaim thee to be the all-bounteous, he whose grace is immense. O thou, whose face is the object of my adoration, whose beauty is my sanctuary, whose court is my goal, whose remembrance is my wish, whose affection is my solace, whose love is my begetter, whose praise is my companion, whose nearness is my hope, whose presence is my greatest longing and supreme aspiration. Disappoint me not, I entreat thee, by withholding from me the things thou didst ordain for the chosen ones among thy handmaidens, and supply me with the good of this world and of the world to come. Thou art verily the Lord of creation. No God is there beside thee, the ever-forgiving, the most bountiful.